ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, June 27th, 2016. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold.
If you don't mind, would you please bow your head? Lord, we come before you one more time to ask you to bless each member of this commission's court, not just each member of here, each member of this community that stands within the boundaries of this court. We ask that you give your loving blessing to each elected official in Jefferson County. Lord, bless each family that have a loved one away that is protecting our democracy. This we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Just want to say, it's really nice to look at our flag and not see a termite grow a wall. Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Begin our meeting today a little bit out of the regular agenda order. Under 252nd District Court, item A is consider possibly approve a resolution recognizing Dolly McPhillips for 22 years of dedicated service to Jefferson County and wishing her well on her retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Seconded by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. If you would come up to the podium, Judge, if you'd like to come up there with her, I'll read this resolution. Whereas Dolly McPhillips has devoted 22 years of her life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism. Whereas Dolly has gone over and beyond the call of duty to make sure the citizens of Jefferson County and the judges she has served have been provided with excellent customer service, loyalty, and care. She has shared her life with her coworkers and blessed all those who have known and worked with her throughout her career. Whereas Dolly has dedicated her exceptional work ethic and knowledge to her position as a clerk for the Jefferson County Clerk's Office, and then as a lawyer clerk for both Judge Larry Gist and Judge Raquel West. Whereas she will be missed by her work family, who will carry with them a lifelong memory of an incredible person and dedicated worker. Her loyal friendship and sense of humor will truly be missed by all. And whereas having made a significant contribution to the Jefferson County Clerk's Office, the Drug Impact Court, and the 252nd District Court, Dolly is recognized for going above and beyond what was asked of her to promote the good and welfare of citizens of Jefferson County, as well as the efficient running of the court she worked in. Now therefore be it resolved, Jefferson County Commissioners Court is hereby honor and commend Dolly for her dedicated service as a valuable employee and wishing you very well in your retirement. Anything?
Thank you, and it's been an honor to work for Jefferson County. I cherish every minute that I was here and thank all of the people that I worked with and all my bosses. And I just leave with gratitude in my heart for having been blessed with such a wonderful opportunity.
Judge, would you like to say anything?
I've told her 100 times how much I appreciate the fact that she let me steal her from Judge Gist. But publicly, I'll say it one more time. Coming into being new judge is obviously not easy. And Dolly made the transition incredibly easy for us. Without her, I think we probably would have been a lot lost more than we were. So thank you, Dolly, very much.
Dedicated service to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and the citizens of Jefferson County wishing her well month. Where's the sheriff's not here today? Mr. Weaver's got to read your resolution.
Terry, congratulations. I see all your families here. I know you look forward to spending your time with them, so that's good. I'll go ahead and read the resolution. Whereas Terry J. Miles has devoted 8 years, 11 months of her life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism. And whereas Terry Miles has dedicated her talents and pledged her services as an office specialist in the Fugitive Warrant Division to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. And whereas Terry Miles pledged her services as a chief clerk in Constable Wiggins Precinct 1 Constable's Office. And whereas through hard work and commitment to excellence, Terry Miles has earned the respect of her colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County. And whereas having made a significant contribution to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, Terry Miles is recognized for unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County and will always be missed by our friends and co-workers. Now therefore, be it resolved that Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Terry J. Miles for her dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes her well in her retirement. Congratulations.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
monitor item A, consider approved budget amendment for health and welfare one for additional costs for extra health in the amount of $5,200. Item B is receive and file financial and operating statements for county funds only for the month ending May 31st, 2016. Item C is consider approved final adjusted performance statement and Texas CDBG contract amendment modification request for Cheek Sewer Improvement Project Phase 4. And item D is regular county bills, check numbers 422038 through 422246. We have a motion on those items under auditing.
Judge, I'll make the motion and statement after you get seconded.
Second?
Second.
Seconded.
The statement is that on the health and welfare, the $5,200 is because Ms. Johnny, which is the department administrator, had only been on the job 1 month, and when we extracted a certain amount of money out of the extra help, she didn't realize that it was fully staffed extra help, and so that's why they are asking for that.
I guess what I'm not understanding is about that item is coming into and out of the same fund.
No, it's you've got one coming out of 5079, which is the indigent health care.
Okay, very good. Very good.
Indigent health care.
Great. Thank you. All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it unanimously. Under county commissioners, there's one item we will discuss but not act upon. It's considered possibly approved donating property located at 246 Dallas Avenue, Port Arthur, Texas, to the city of Port Arthur. And I think we'll table this for a discussion another time, Mr. Kennedy, but I didn't realize that this was being put on the agenda this morning, looking at Chapter 263 of the local government code. I don't know that there is a way for us to donate property to them under local government code. We may be able to look at Chapter 381.004 of the local government code, and there may be a means of donating it to the city as a means of spurring economic development, but I'd like us to look at that before we actually bring it up for a public commission report.
Judge, for discussion, do we finalize me? This is a property.
The old health and welfare building.
Okay. And there's nothing there now, right? Or there is.
They are out of that building because of the grant funding and the hurricane paid for the construction of the new facility that we opened a few weeks ago.
Okay.
And that is, the old facility is adjacent to the Port Arthur City Hall, and I'm wanting to use it for permitting folks.
Yeah, right. Different. We have this. Here, he can explain exactly all the services. I put it on strictly for discussion. If it's being utilized and legally transferred or sold, the city needs direction on what's required when they go into a budget hearing.
Yeah. I think the first thing, and I'm sorry to make you make a trip for no purpose, but I'm not against the idea of the city having the building, and of course, because its location is ideally suited to be used by the city. I'm just wanting to make sure that we don't violate some of the constitutional strictures on our authority before our donations go. So I want a little bit more time to do some legal research into that issue.
Yeah. And one thing they asked, Judge, it wasn't in stone to be donated. It's just, what does the Commissioner's Court want? You know, buildings need some work, of course, but the city, before they can acquire it, it hadn't even gone to council, but I wanted the city to understand what the court's wishes were. So when they start discussing it, I think what they want to do, it makes a lot of sense, a one-stop shop for contractors and developers that's trying to come into the city. They want to go to 12 different places to get permitting and different things. But Mr. Burton, would you like to say anything?
On to the director of Development Services for the City of Port Arthur. Judge has permission to send out, just indicated what the city has intended to do is to create a one-stop shop for permitting, inspections, planning, housing, demolition, and all these different services
sell or lease property and sell only by either listing it with a realtor by auction or by sealed bid proposal. It allows us to donate property to the federal government and to a couple of institutions of higher learning, but it doesn't say anything about municipalities or other state governmental agencies. So we're going to look at it and see whether or not there's another way to skin this gap. We're constitutionally prohibited from using public funds or property for private purposes, but your governmental purpose, there's probably going to be some leeway in there.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Burke.
Under engineering, we have two items. Item A, consider possibly approved construction plans for phase two of Pine Island Estates located off Pine Island Road, and that should be in precinct number one. That's subdivision also located within the ETJ of Beaumont, but outside their 2 mile planning area. Item B is consider possibly approved a minor plat of Steel Painters Industrial Park located in precinct four off.
Excuse me, I want to hold that.
You want to hold that?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll table item B until Commissioner wants to put it back on there. So do I have a motion on item A?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, I'd have it unanimously. Under Sheriff's Department, item B is consider to approve William Michael Berger with Sheriff's Office to sell back 160 hours of accumulated compensation time balance at a cost of $6,265, including fringe benefits, to be paid from the sheriff's budgeted funds. This is allowed by mutual agreement under Article 20, Section 8 of the Collective Bargaining Agreement between the county and the Jefferson County Sheriff's Association. Do I have a motion on that item?
Moved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And have it unanimously, and that completes our regularly scheduled agenda. Ms. Goodman, thank you for that, did you? Okay. Last week we discussed the fact that next Monday is the county holiday. The question is there a necessity for having court next week? Auditing, purchasing, legal, engineering?
Not at this moment.
Okay. Let us know if a need does arise. If not, then we can forego the meeting during the holiday. We hope everybody enjoys their July 4th holiday and celebrates our nation's independence. Thank you all for being here today. We appreciate it.
There you go. One little cut of one. You should get one.
Thank you. The sound is excellent. Thank you.
We, as you can see around us in this courtroom, this courtroom has been recently remodeled. There was extensive water and termite damages to this facility, and in last year's budget, the court allocated funds to remodel this. And I think almost unequivocally, we've had an outstanding job done by the contractors who were in charge of this. There has been one minor or considered minor issue that's been brought forward, which we can't take action on today because it's not on the agenda, but I just want everyone to know that there's a couple of items on this bench that some folks are not happy with, and we will be taking that back to the contractor and having them take a look at it and see if we can get it fixed with a reasonable increase in the cost. But I just want to let you know that's something we're going to be pursuing. So if there's any other issues that y'all may have up here, please let us know as soon as possible, because there are coming